Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz.
And we are Katz.
All right. Welcome back to the show. So this week, we're going to be talking about a new company that is taking over what was left from Comicology. We all know what happened with Comicology, you know, thanks to a lot of people fiddling with it at Amazon, thus seeing Comicology as dead. And it left a huge void in the realm of digital comics. And surprisingly, there's a new company that's been announced. And it's by two people that you might know of. And the name of the company is?
It's spelled D-S-T-L-R-Y, but I believe it's pronounced Distillery.
Right. So Distillery, yeah.
Distillery.
Yes, Distillery.
As in like a beer distillery, that yes. sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Is the brainchild of co-founder and former CEO of Comicology, of Dave Steinberg, and Chip.
David Steinberger,
mm-hmm.
and also there's Chip Mosher.
Chip Mosher was one of the head people of creative at Comicology, and also was one of the head people that was appointed by Amazon when Amazon bought Comicology. So you're wondering what are they going to bring to the table? And they're bringing something interesting. I think something that the comic industry needs right now, and that's something different, something new, something unique, and that is for everybody, for the community, for the comic community, not just for the creators, but also for the fans, for the community. And it's gonna close that gap of, you know, the close relationship that creators and the community have. The closest thing that we have with that would be Image Comics. But I'll digress on that one for a little
bit. They just busted out a website. If you guys go to comics.dstlry.co.
Not C-O-M.
Mm-hmm. And it's nothing. Well, I'm saying that it's nothing. You know, I'm not saying it's, you know, crap. No, it's nothing. Because, you know, it just popped up and it's actually kind of like recruiting. I'm seeing this part says due period, not period, miss period, this period. Sign up to be the first to know about limited drops from Distillery's Killer Creation lineup before they're gone. So they have a sign up sheet.
Right.
Whether you want to do it via cell phone and, you know, accept the rates or whatever, or via email address.
Mm-hmm.
And they have here, it says expect greatness. And so their highlights are, creators own their work and a piece of Distillery itself, so they bring it. Limited edition comics and collectibles, so premium, oversized, limited edition, single issues. Premium, limited edition merch, physical and digital. Digital done different. You buy, you own, you can sell. Creators get a cut every time, so no NFT hustle or crypto hassle. And believe it or not, here are your founding creators.
A list of so far.
So far. Mirka Andolfo, Brian Azzarello, Mark Bernardin, Elsa Charretier, Becky Clunan, Lee Garbett, Jock, Joel Jones, Tula Lotte, Jamie McKelvey, Junko Mizuno, Stephanie Phillips, Scott Snyder, James Tinian IV, and I don't know if this is correct, Ram V or Ram V.
Yeah.
And the founding editor will be Will Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very bottom of this website, it says the revolution begins. Join us, Distillery.
Yeah. So
it's nothing now because they're recruiting, and this to me is pretty promising.
Okay, so we're going to break down what we think of each thing. First off, the founding creators, you got right there a lot of writers, artists, you know, that's if you put them together, Eisner nominees, Eisner winners, Harvey Award nominees, Yeah, so you've got a lot of people that have a lot of talent there, and they can bring something new to the table. They've all worked for big companies. They all, at one point or another, worked for Marvel, DC, Image, Dark Horse. The list goes on. So, you're going to get something completely different with all of them. And who knows, we might get maybe the next big thing coming out from them when it comes to comics, So that's going to be something interesting. And I think and I think what they're doing with the founding creators is I think they took a page from Image in terms of we're going to get different people and let them loose on what they can create. And let's see what they can create. And right now, for the past, I think for the past decade or so, Image has dropped a lot of great books because they went with that philosophy, So, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what's going to come out of this. All right. So,
What I like is the limited edition comics and collectibles, especially when it says the premium oversized limited edition single issues. And when we're talking about like the big ass books.
yeah, a good example for what they're talking about, the premium oversized big books. The Heavy Metal and the 2000 AD comics, the magazines, the Heavy Metal magazines and the 2000 AD. You know how big and thick they are and stuff like that. So imagine a big, thick, semi-thick, single issue comic of that size. So they're going for that aesthetic, which you don't see anymore in comics, unless if you read the 20,000 AD comics, you read the Heavy Metal comics, especially the classic Heavy Metal comics. Maybe some of the indie pulp comics, the underground scene,
Some European ones that are probably only going to be sold as the big ass books.
Good example, a great omnibus book that came out, and they did it on purpose because it was the way how it was published was Little Nemo, the original ones, the original comic strip series of Little Nemo, of that were published back in newspapers, and it was like a whole page, a whole newspaper page, just to tell one story. And they published the entire story in that size. The book is expensive, but if you love that type of art style, you love that type of big books, you love that artistry, highly recommend you to get that book. But also, that would give you a pretty good idea what we would expect. And another thing too that I like about the limited edition stuff that is going to be coming both physical and digital. So, if you like to have things digital, there you go. If you're like me, if you're like cat, we are cats here, you gotta have it in your hands. You gotta have that physical feel to it and stuff like that. That's great for us. And also the merchandise as well, if they might do a limited run on maybe like hoodies, figures, clothing line, beanies, maybe a statue or two. Who knows? If they're gonna do a limited run set on something, you gotta get on it, So I think that's a smart move. Yeah. And another thing too about this is the creator's own. So they also took another page out of Image. And I like that. And I like that, creators own their own work and a piece of the company itself. So, it's just like, okay, this is how much I'm gonna do for you guys. How much am I gonna get back? So it's a fair trade-off, you know. You get what you put in, you know, the same, and you get what you put out. So I think that's really smart and really good. And then the interesting too that I like is also the digital done different, you know. So what they say by you buy, you own, and you can sell, it basically. All right, let's use a hypothetical. Let's say that Ram V came out with a 12 issue comic run on this platform, right? And you have all 12 issues. All right. But then say if you say, you know what? You know, I think there's something else that I want to get over there, but I still have this. How much do you think I could sell it for? Resell it digitally, you know? And for a fair price. For a fair price. And you don't have to do the god awful ETFs, the NFTs, you know, or cryptocurrency. You know, it's not gonna be either or, so thank God, you know. So like say you invested, say, $20, right? You could sell it for like 20, $25, you know, who knows? But it has to be on a fair price. You're not gonna jack it up and be like, oh yeah, I can sell it off for you for how much? 50. If they do it fair and people don't hijack the marketplace with that of reselling digital comics or whatever that they're gonna have for digital goods, I think it would be successful. I think this would work. Will it fill the void that? Here's the question. Will it fill the void that Comicology left in terms of digital comics?
Not right now, but I mean, the founder creator list is very impressive, and they could probably, I mean, you know, this is how I usually say it. It's crap now, but guess what? This is a very good beginning because of the founders list, and who knows if like some other good ass illustrators, creators, you know, whatever, they sign up to this. And they're actually gonna promote their own stuff here, and who's to say it'll start steadily growing?
Yeah,
And
who
the
knows?
best part is it's gonna grow. I think it'll grow pretty slow, but it's worth it
Right.
because you know all the these founders, creators, they're gonna they creative freedom, complete creative control.
Right.
So if they want to do something about a stupid donkey wanting a tomato, but he has to go through a forest to get it, that could be a big hit,
Right.
but done correctly,
Right.
you know, with quality. That's what it's all about. You know, they're crap now because they're beginning, but they already have quality. They just gotta dish it out, and they will dish it out in the first try. They're definitely a big giant step ready.
Right.
So maybe they're waiting until the death of Comicology, and they're like, "All right, we're not going to be crap anymore. Let's take that first big step. Boom."
Right. No, I think yeah. Yes or no. And here's why I say yes or no. Yes, I think they will fill the void. But not right now. Because I agree with you what you said about, you know, that's huge shoes to fill. And there's no way a company, like especially us, any type of startup company would want could can or can could want to fill those shoes or try to fill that void. Because it's impossible.
Well, don't forget the people that, well, the two that are starting it already have that actual experience.
Right.
In a sense, they're just starting from scratch.
Right. And that's going to take time. You know, it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of patience, but also a lot of good faith from the community and from the consumer. And a lot of trust. So, as of now, they have the tools to set themselves up to succeed. but we have to wait when they're going to start putting work into this. You know, my best guess for this would be, if I were them, I would say just do a crazy launch party or something like that at Comic-Con.
I think that sounds appropriate. I mean,
if you're going to go big, where then in the grandest place of, you know, in pop culture community? I would do, if I was them, this is how I'd do it. I would do nothing but marketing right now. Wait until Comic-Con. Comic-Con, have a booth, have panels, have product ready.
Oh, give everybody that little taste.
Yes. You know, show the lineup of, okay, this is what we got. If you go down to the exhibit hall, we have like preview issues for free. So you can get like a good taste and example of what we got. And also we're going to have merchandise that you can actually see. You could pre-order, or, you know, we'll have a pre-order date down the road, but this is what we got. And then from there, you know, go second half of the convention season, promote, show, give away, like, you know, previews and stuff like that. And then when you go to New York Comic Con, that's where I would be like, okay, this is what's going to happen. We're going to have this. We're going to have this. Here's the release dates for this, you know. And next year, you know, we're going to go boom, 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 boom. And we want to bring you all along for the ride.
Yeah. But if you want to be the first to know some limited stuff, well, you can go to their, well, once again, their website, comics.dstlry.co.
C-O.
And the first thing you'll see on the top is their, you know, phone or email sign up. So don't hesitate.
Yeah. Don't hesitate. And I honestly can't wait to see stuff from them. It sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. It sounds new. It sounds fresh. And I'm going to say this, and I could be wrong. I can get shot in the foot by what I'm going to say down the road, but I'll just say it. They got something different and something unique. Could be something that maybe the comic industry needs to take a look at and reevaluate themselves, because, you know, they want to close that gap. Like I said, the closest thing that of a company to close the gap would be Image. Maybe Dark Horse as well. I could be wrong. Mm. You know, maybe it's, and you know, and how the way that they want to do things and stuff like that, it kind of reminds me how it was back in the silver, like in the bronze silver age of comics. You know, that intimacy, that you know, the casual banter of creator with fan, you know, trying to close that gap and trying to build that whole community up, being good. Not like how it was in the golden age. Mostly, I think that happened around more in the silver age and the bronze age of comics. So that's when the community, I think, really kind of understood what's happening. So I think if this would work, and I think it would be the first sign of, you know what, let's take it back, let's tone it down a notch in the comic book world, the comic book industry, and just go back to a simpler time, you know. Because I think with everything digitally, like in terms of social media and stuff like that, and podcasts, and many, 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 many news websites and stuff like that, and blog sites and YouTubers and podcasters and stuff like that. You know, there's so much to go out there. But sometimes, you know, sometimes you gotta know when enough is enough. And so I think this is smart. I think this is smart. Yeah. So without further ado, that's it for this week. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week. And oh, just before we go, we got a special birthday shout out to Taito.
Ah. And by Taito, we mean Taito Video Games, as in the arcade company.
Yes.
They turned 70.
Mm-hmm. And they played a very important part, a very important history in gaming. And happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys have many more years of success. So, on behalf of We Are Cats, I am Captain Cats. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week. And we'll be back next week for more crazy stuff in the world of pop culture. Until then, take care.
Yo-ho!